Sheboygan's Country B93. On Wednesdays, we touch base with the United Way. Caitlin joining us in studio. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
We have Jenny Nyheis from Alzheimer's Association here this morning. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
Welcome back. Yeah, absolutely. I know we've had you in here before a few times, haven't we?
A couple times, yes.
Okay, so what's going on?
Well, as I was telling Caitlin, actually, before we got started here, the Alzheimer's Association are really focusing on becoming more of a volunteer-based association.
Okay.
And there are a lot of people out there with Alzheimer's disease, which we are servicing them and their families, but there's a bigger majority that we are not reaching.
Okay.
And we know that the only way to really expand our reach is to engage more volunteers.
Right.
So we have different opportunities. Everything as simple as a day at our Walk to End Alzheimer's, where you can just come out and volunteer and help out that way.
When is that? Is that coming up soon?
It is September 28th.
Oh my God,
Yes, at Evergreen Park. So it's
amazing how quickly those things all come around. As soon as you started talking about it, I thought that walk's got to be coming up soon. Yeah, so that's not far off.
No, it's not far off. So we have those opportunities, absolutely. But we also are studying some new volunteer positions, and one of the ones that we have that really have a need for is what we call community educators.
Okay.
And they would be the ones that help get out our awareness type program. So what are the signs of Alzheimer's disease? You know, helping people understand what the disease is. If they're seeing signs, what do they do? So we're looking at volunteers to be community educators, and know that there are a lot of people out there that might be a little bit frightening for them.
Oh, absolutely.
But also knowing that we don't expect community educators or any of our volunteers to be experts on the disease. We just have different scripts that they can follow, and then getting them connected with staff if the family has more questions or concerns.
Sounds like a lot of parallels to radio DJing, not having to be an expert and giving you a script. Well, I would think, and you and I have talked about this before, I think previous times you've been on the air, with Alzheimer's and the different things that people are finding out about it, it seems to be a constantly evolving disease in terms of our knowledge of it. So I think your job in that association, you see changes, I'm sure, every day.
Yes, and you know, I have to say, I've been with the Alzheimer's Association for 13 years, and I can't believe how much has changed over the years. Where, you know, when I first started with the association, people were not willing to even talk about it, ask questions about it, and now there's just so much out there in the media about it that people are really reaching out and searching and getting the support and help that they need, but also getting questions answered.
Yeah, the awareness part of it, I'm sure, is the biggest part.
Yeah, absolutely.
If people want to volunteer or help you guys out, what's the contact info?
So two ways it can get involved, either by calling our 24/7 helpline number, which that number is 800-272-3900, or going online to our website at alz.org.
Okay, and again, the walk is in late September, September 28th. How do people, can they sign up for that on those sites too if people want to take part in that?
Yes, they can get involved in all of those different opportunities through either the helpline or through the website.
All right, perfect. So, we appreciate your time this morning. Anything else you wanted to hit on?
Well, the other thing I just wanted to mention is, because there is starting to be so much awareness and government funding for research, you know, we've had large increases because of some of our advocacy efforts towards research, but the other opportunity for volunteers is getting involved in research.
Oh, okay.
And again, something that can be a little bit intimidating and scary for people, but knowing that you can get involved in, you know, medical or medicine trial research, but you can also get involved in lifestyle research and learning about how to reduce stress.
Okay.
So, again,
give me the website one more time.
Yep. alz.org or the 800 number, 800-272-3900.
All right, perfect. We'll get you in the next studio. Thanks so much for your time this morning, okay?
Thank you.